Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mike Reynolds, and I am the MGD, the Millennial Girl Dad. Now, it has been a minute, so welcome, 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 welcome. Now, we've covered a few topics here, but I want to do something a little different, turn to the lighter side of things and kind of bring you some funny stuff that's happened to me in the younger days of mama. Now, for those of you who don't know, I am what the kids today would call a millennial, an old guy of sorts. And I get the opportunity to take this journey in raising my daughter in this day and age. Now, keep in mind, this day and age has given us multiple, if not soon or something close to infinite problems when it comes down to just keeping things simple. For whatever reason, simple is out the window and it's just complicated up on complicated up on complicated up on complicated. I mean, people are mixing peanut butter and onions for crying out loud. Complicated. Who does that? But in a world full of nonsense, there are times to laugh. So this today is me giving you guys a couple of little stories, widgets, moments of mama that will always and continue to put smiles on my face. Now, granted, daddyhood, being a dad, is never easy, but there are moments in time that time freezes that you'll never forget, that hold us close to those we care about, and they give you things to look back on and think, wow, this is simple. This is something that I can enjoy. So, back when mama was a little bit, a youngin', I was then, as I am now, a member of the Who Dat Nation. Who Dat? Who Dat? Who Dat said they gonna beat them Saints? Nobody. But that's just my opinion. Right? And I would always find and get great humor out of, you know, trying to teach her a little bit about football. Maybe not so much the rules. Well, they're the rules too, but just the people to really watch out for. Now, back in those days, which, let's see, I want to say she's 13 now. So when she was about, what, 6, 7, 8, right around that range, before the girly stuff started to flow in and her having an opinion and the talk back stuff started to happen. You know, Megatron was really popular, Eli Manning, Cam Newton, you know, there's a lot of guys that really stood out, and a lot of the announcers, ESPN-wise, would call these guys out. Now, it was always fun for me to have to tell her what it is, because when I could watch football now, and I could say something, I could, like, start a sentence, and she would finish it. But every up has a down, or at least a mildly funny side as to why. So just an example or two of some of the things that I would say. One would be, so everyone knows back in the day, Calvin Johnson's nickname was Megatron. So I could sit there and start off and go, ma, 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 and here she come, Megatron. Love it. Love it. Can't go wrong with that. All right, for you Giants fans, something that she would go off is, I believe in Eli. Love it. Can't go wrong. My dad loves that one. That's one of his personal favorites. All right. What's another one? Cam Newton. It's Cam. Oh, Cam. When he did something good and then when he did something bad, it was Cam. Oh, Cam. My personal favorite, happened to be back in the Jimmy Graham era, was if that it's that man is going ham, first name Jimmy, last name Graham. You can't beat that. You can't. It's just something that's this whole wholesome. It's just good. It's just something that always puts a smile on your face and always puts you in the mood for football. Now, how this backfired on me. Key in one mildly warm-ish, hot-ish summer day. Me and mama happened to be on our strolls, our travels, as it would seem, and she has to use the bathroom. Insert Dunkin' Donuts. Everybody likes Dunkin' Donuts, and everybody knows, particularly, Dunkin' Donuts is usually a noisy-ish kind of place. Right? So we head in Dunkin' Donuts, and I decide to buy her a drink. She runs in the bathroom. Now, for whatever reason, this particular Dunkin' Donuts is quiet. That's weird, because you never find quiet Dunkin' Donuts, but for this one was just essentially quiet. So we walk in, I order us a cup of frozen lemonades, and she walks in the bathroom to go do her business, and I'm sitting there, la 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 la, just minding my own business. And out of nowhere, I hear, Cam, Oh, Cam. Cam. Oh, Cam. Now, in my state of shock, I realize and I forget that we're in Dunkin' Donuts. So I'm like looking around to see if I'm the only one that heard that. And I'm not, because I hear a little bit of snickering and people looking around trying to figure out what's going on. So I inch towards the door little by little, and I give it a ginger knock-knock and say, hey, baby girl, you okay? You all right? Trying to stave off any bits of embarrassment that seem to be lingering. And it continues. If that man is going ham, first name Jimmy, last name Graham. At this point, people are all directed at me, laughing and giggling and carrying on. I have the look of sheer fear on my face before the period stuff. Fear. Because now I'm going through certain stages of embarrassment because I don't know exactly what to do and or to say to alleviate this. And she continues. If there's one thing that I believe in, it's I believe in Eli. Same voice and all that. Surprised that she could do that at her age. But I digress. Here we are. People are full-blown cracking up laughing. I have the look of fear on my face, and I am gingerly knocking as best as I can to try to rush her out of the bathroom. And do you know that this little girl comes out right as rain? Hey, Dad. What's up? What's going on? Why do you look like that? As if she didn't just put on a 2-minute comedy sketch in this bathroom to my displeasure. Now, I couldn't be mad at her for doing this, but at the same time, it's just pick your battles, pick your moments. Why would you do this now? But I digress. Still gotta love her. Now, some of the funnier things that have happened is that I've taken her, I've pretty much put her on an anime journey. A lot of what I watch now and then were Dragon Ball Z, Air Master, early stages of One Piece, you know, just a nice little roundabout, Naruto, things like that. So when it comes to like the Marvel movies, anime movies, she has been on this journey. It feels like almost as long as I have, even if I'm slightly older. Slightly. So imagine my surprise when the Dragon Ball Z Broly movie comes out, and of course, I gotta go see it. But it kind of warmed my heart a little bit knowing that she was just as eager. Now, I'm a big kid. I have my big kid moments just like everybody else does. And when I have it, I sell it. So here we are in the movies. Now, the movies became a major safe haven for us because there's nothing in my eyes that sets a weekend off like going to the movies, especially on a Sunday when you're hyped up about seeing something that you love. When the Marvel movies were huge, this was our favorite pastime. Going to see Iron Man, going to see Captain America, going to see Thor or the Hulk or whatever. That was our favorite pastime. We had a little game. We would always go back and forth with who picks the movie depending on what day we go on. So if we went on this day, it was my turn. But next time it's her turn, and we go back and forth. But we would always have a debate on whose turn it is whenever we'd watch a bad movie so that we can base off the next person. Getting off topic. So here we are sitting in the Dragon Ball Z movie, and I'm loving the fact that she knows the characters, she understands the situation, and just that look of like awe and astonishment, like, oh my God, this is so cool. Look at the beams, the energy. You know, Dragon Ball Z fans know, but you know, all that good stuff. And I'm just like, wow, I've really kind of infected her with this anime bug, and just she loves it. So I'm just glad that she does. So there came a part in this movie, and this brings a tear to my eye whenever I mention it, but it is the truth. There came a part in this movie where Goku and Vegeta fuse, get ready to do the Kamehameha. Now, I am a big kid. I get caught up in moments like these, and I will act out this scene in full thing. So imagine me, a Dragon Ball Z fan of 20 plus years, seeing this on screen. So of course, anyone who saw this that is a fan possibly has done the same thing. I charged it up to Kamehame. Now, unbeknownst to me, to my left, this little small soldier is doing the same thing. Now, I don't see her, but in a way, I kind of feel her energy at this moment. And as we sit here and call out our Kamehamehas at the same time, there is a moment of daddy-daughterhood that I will never, ever forget. Because at the same moment, we go, ah! And we both launch at the screen at the same time. And I realize that she's actually doing it too. My heart melts. It just melts. Because it's like, oh my God, if this was a Kodak moment, me and her in this big ass movie theater, probably the only ones in here that are doing the Kamehameha as it's on the screen, as we are to each other, with this huge smile on our faces, just you can't make stuff like that up. But it also speaks to, again, the stuff that we've been through together. I can remember when she was smaller, you know, I introduced her to the anime bug, her watching things like Rosario Vampire and Shugo Chara, and her seeing it and doing the dances and just loving everything about the anime movement and just how it affects her now, just the culture, her wanting to do cosplay, her wanting to learn the language, her wanting to live and go travel to it. It warms me up because, again, this was me in my younger days. To see it in her now growing into it is just, I don't want to say a blessing, it is a blessing, because throughout all the ups and downs in life, that right there is a connection that can never change. We could lose sight of each other, we could go off the rails, we can be mad at each other, and there will never be a day that I can't put on Rosario Vampire and go choo-doo, 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 and she jumps in, ba-doo-ba, disco lady, disco lady. I love it. So I'll give you guys one more little story that I'll let you go, guys, continue on about your day. Now, this one is huge. Huge because it is definitely something that will always hold a soft spot in my heart. Always. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we are huge movie buffs. We have seen every single Marvel movie of the Avengers series. So from the days of Captain America till Avengers Endgame, we have watched every single movie seemingly in order to get to the end. Now, when Avengers Endgame finally came out, this was a huge deal on both of our parts. So much so that finding out that this was a 3-hour movie warranted me to have to give her a warning and say, listen, once this movie starts, there is no go to the bathroom. You can go to the bathroom if you want to. I'm not moving because I'm not missing a single bit. So if you have to use the bathroom, I would suggest doing it now and staying very light on your slushy that you seem to want to get every time we go to the movies. Yet, kids don't listen. Whatever. Not a problem. An amazing movie. Like, amazing from start to finish with an ending that I didn't like just because Iron Man didn't have to go out like that. They didn't. But much like everything, all good things must come to an end. We sat there and just, oh, amazed that such a series could have taken us from our highest of highs to our lowest of lows and everything in between. Every single emotion that you can imagine kind of culminated with watching this last movie. And it just, such an amazing film. Now, usually on our walks back to the car, we give up our favorite scenes, our favorite parts in the movie. Now, if you watch the movie, you know what part I'm getting ready to talk. We should know what I'm talking about from what I'm getting ready to say. So here we are, gingerly walking arm in arm, very happy and feeling kind of fulfilled that we watched this movie and it's the end. And it's like, damn, I don't want it to be over, but if it had to happen this way, I'm glad it kind of did. Right? I go to her, baby girl, what was your favorite part? And she stops and thinks. Now, usually this doesn't happen often, because usually she's kind of quick off the draw. She knows what it is. So I was like, oh, well, my favorite part was just I wanted more. I wanted a roar. I wanted an Avengers assemble, and everybody goes out and they attack and blah, 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 psh, 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 all that. That's what I wanted. She's like, oh, yeah, that would have been really cool, too. I was like, well, what was your favorite part? Tell me. So she stops, and she looks at me, and she goes, Dad. I said, yeah? I love you 3,000. You did that on purpose. Oh, my heart. It's melting. You want some ice cream? Let's go get you some ice cream. Because you can't duplicate that. That's something that will live on, like, years from now. Little kids will see this movie, and that will be the get out of jail free card to not getting a whooping All right, you're in trouble. You didn't take out the damn trash, Dad. What? I love you 3,000. Why would you do that? That's not fair. You want some ice cream? Let's get some ice cream. And that's what that meant to me. So even now when I tell this story, it's still like, it just melts every single time because I will never forget that moment. And I felt she really meant it. And it was like, if our bond as daddy-daughter combo couldn't have been any more solidified, this is the thing that in stone, iron, gold, whatever, unbreakable. Even now, I can sit there and look at her, baby girl, and she looks back, say, yeah, Dad, I love you 3,000. And there's just this moment that's just, gotta love it. So I've officially talked you guys head off a little bit, but it's a welcome, well, maybe not a welcome back. I haven't seen you guys in a while, so I'm opening up to some funny stuff, some, you know, somber, cool moments that I, mushy gushy stuff that I don't really get a chance to talk about too often with anybody. So I'm just letting you guys know. So as it sounds, or as it is, my name is Mike Reynolds, and I am the MGD, the Millennial Girl Dad. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday. I hope you guys are all in great spirits and great helps. And I hope that this little bit of time has put a smile on your face for the day. And just like the rest of them, how it will continue to be, I bid you adieu.